Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our devotional today, Christian Counseling from the Word of God. The Christian is well instructed and provided for by the Lord because of the Holy Spirit who indwells every believer. And I've titled today's devotional, Christian Counseling from the Word of God. And I didn't say only, but that is when we have Christian counseling, things that the Lord teaches the Christian from His Word. Now, there are some who feel as though they can gather information from other things and other sources to teach the Christian how to live. But we go to the Bible, God's Word. God's Word has been preserved for us and to us down through the ages, and the Lord would have us to go to it to see how we are to live. The Holy Spirit of God secures us, He comforts us, He convicts us, He guides, He teaches us. And a list of those instructions are given in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13. In verse 1, let brotherly love continue. When you fail to love the brethren and you start harboring anger and nursing grudges, you're going to find yourself being the one who is hurt the most. You'll find yourself hurting others more, because you're not following the instructions that are given by the Word of God. Let brotherly love continue. And I looked at that, let brotherly love continue. The Scriptures will tell us that permit brotherly love to continue. Now, what do you mean permit it to continue? Well, the Holy Spirit of God in us brings forth the fruit of the Spirit, the aspects of the fruit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, so on and so forth. He brings these forth because He is in us. Now, when we refuse to show or if we refuse to obey the Lord in these matters, then we have to be prompted again. Let this which God wants to do in your life be done. Don't hold back and refuse to show this brotherly love because you're angry with a brother or a sister, because you are out of fellowship with the Lord. But get right with the Lord. Get back into fellowship with the Lord. Let brotherly love continue. Secondly, be not forgetful to entertain strangers. The Lord would have us to be hospitable people, to care for those who are in need, not seeking to say, how will this deed that I'm doing best benefit me? But the question should be asked, is this what God the Lord, my Lord, would have me to do? Is this what the Lord Jesus would do? Am I glorifying Him, bringing glory to His name? That's the thing we should be concerned about when we are dealing with strangers. Now you say, but do you know what times we're living in these days? Yes, and so does the Lord. And the Lord would have us to be a people who are looking for ways and opportunities to help others. Say, but don't you understand, if I spend all of my time helping such and such a person or doing such and such a deed, I will never get my name known. After all, what about your name? Should it be the thing that you are focusing on, building your name? Is your name the lovely name that the Lord loves? Or is it His Son's name, the Lord Jesus? We should be lifting up His name. And many are focusing on trying to establish their name and thus hindering to be the minister of the Lord, the servant of God, all wanting to be leaders, but none wanting to serve. He goes on to say, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. These who could have been preachers, ministers of the gospel of the Lord, messengers of the Lord, or literal angels. Remember, Abraham took care of three who had come to his house. He didn't at that time know that these were angels, but he did provide food for them. He was hospitable to them. So can that happen today? The Lord God rules. The Word of God is given to us, and the Lord still comforts and provides and protects us today. Now, don't go around looking for angels. That's not for you and me to do. We are to look for opportunities to minister and to give glory unto the Lord. And then remember, we are to remember certain things. Remember, consider, think of others who have great needs. Be willing to be used of the Lord. God counsels us and instructs us from the Word on how we are to serve Him and to minister unto the needs of others, for people are all around us hurting. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.